From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live. President Trump said Monday in a nationally televised address that Americans have grown weary without a victory in the longest U.S. war. He laid out a path forward not only in Afghanistan, but in South Asia as well. He said the United States must seek an honorable and enduring outcome in Afghanistan that is worthy of the sacrifices made. He said the consequences of a rapid exit from the country would create a vacuum that would be filled by militants. He also criticized Pakistan, saying the country had acted as a safe haven for, quote, agents of chaos. At least one person was killed, 25 injured, and several more trapped under collapsed buildings after an earthquake rattled the tourist-packed Italian island of Ischia off the coast of Naples on Monday night. Italy's National Volcanology Department gave a preliminary magnitude of 3.6 for the earthquake, but the U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 4.3, while the European Mediterranean Seismological Center had it at 4.5. All of them said the epicenter was just off Ischia at a depth of about 10 kilometers. Television images showed that about six buildings in the town of Casamicciola, as well as a church, had collapsed. Ischia's only hospital was also hit and had to be partially evacuated. Restaurants were packed, and many stores were still open when the shaking began. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.